2.
Peace.
Hello, welcome to episode 81 of Two Piece Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Today.
A lot of changes this week. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, let's start with this. Last week, it was all gloom and doom, right?
Yes.
We were kind of like, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the site and with the comic and all this stuff. But I think all the updates, everyone seemed pretty happy with everything. That kind of helped jumpstart us a little bit, give us a little boost, a little motivation.
So really, and, you can thank me then, right?
Well, it was mostly the actual putting up of all the material, which was what I did. So.
Yeah, but now, where did this all start from, though? Because last week, I'm like, I'm going to try to counteract the doom and gloom.
Correct.
So next week should hopefully be a helper for us. And it was my idea. I sat down last weekend, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start doing some site redesign stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you kind of said to yourself, you know what, I'm finally going to do what Tim has been suggesting for so long. I'm finally going to follow through and just...
Yeah, and yet when I brought it up, I'm like, so let's have all this up by Wednesday, okay? Like, I don't know, Ray. I don't know if I can put it up.
It came out of nowhere. I was like, the one thing I did want to, I did ask to update a long time ago was the navigation stuff.
Right.
Which... We'll get there eventually, but...
Yes.
It looks
very pretty.
So we still
have a few more things. See, like, for instance, are you going to get those Black Doom Awards up for that page? The archives?
Eventually, yeah.
See, now what's eventually mean?
Eventually means when the time is right.
All right.
I can't give you a timeline. You know, so much is going on in my life. I don't know.
So I'm like,
I can't commit.
So when's your baby due? When the time's right.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
but
that's
a
true.
Date.
We have no idea when the baby's coming. It's exactly
you have a general ballpark, though. That's what
it could
I want
be
out of you.
5 minutes from now, and we'll have to end the podcast early, or you know, it could be another
no,
month.
No, we could have it during the podcast. It could be a special edition.
Play by play. Push. Yeah. No thanks. but. The site design redesign, I have to give it to you, Ray. It looks very nice.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think that's actually the first time you've said anything about how it looks.
Really? No. I think so.
I am due.
I have a chat history saved. I can prove it to you.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you're actually from California again. You need to check your...
I'm from Germany, actually.
Check the IP. yeah, because like I sent you this screenshot, which was of... What it looked like in my layers in Photoshop so far. Because I like how it looked like on my screen and what the layers preview look like are just two different worlds.
I mean, was
it
like,
atrocious.
What is he doing?
Yeah, so when I sent you that just to freak you out, I'm like, if this scares you, fear not, you know?
Yeah.
But, I'm happy with the design. It's really designing for 2P Start is scary because I don't go in with a real good game plan. Like, when I'm at work, I really have to think ahead and get stuff, you know, ready, sketching things out. But I'm like, oh, it's our site. I can just whip something up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I jump in and I just start going from zero to nothing. And like, oh man, I basically started with colored boxes for the tabs and then just started. I actually started from the bottom up. I did the small ones first and then the big ones were the last thing I did. So it was kind of an interesting work ethic for me, but
well, the nice thing is it solves the problem of not being symmetrical, where there were certain things before we wanted to point out, and so the tabs were bigger for things like comic and podcast and a couple others, I think the forums or something else, but you know, it wasn't centered, you know, it wasn't symmetrical, and it was fine, it worked well for its time, you know, but this kind of really helps bring out the two main points of coming to the site, which is reading a comic, listening to the podcast, and to be able to integrate the tabs with the promo images on the front page now that we have was really nice. I like that goes together so well.
Thanks, yeah, and I really wanted to emphasize the two, like you mentioned. I want to try to get more people listening to our podcast, and I specifically stayed away from words like podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I have a lot of friends who like my work, and like, oh, have you listened to my podcast? Like, oh, I don't listen to podcasts, you know? And because, like, they already have built up notions of what podcasts are and how they go, I'm like, well, you should try ours out sometime, you know? Mm-hmm. And generally, they're like, yeah, I, you know what? I did like it. I was surprised or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's always nice. Some people are like, yeah, it's still a podcast. I'm out of here. So I want to almost do for that Tubi Start Live page, have it say, like, what is this? This isn't a podcast, is it?
You know?
And
yeah.
then, like, have some other, like, a little explanation of what it is to kind of entice people to listen to it. So yeah, I think most people will be like, what's 2P Live? Click in and then hopefully they'll play one episode. That's my hope.
At one point you wanted to put some sort of a sample of, like, listen here for a sample of what our show is
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and we're going to record a sample, like a little bit of us talking about what the show's like, and then start getting an argument, and you kind of do things that are, like, what we normally kind of do on the show, but make it seem like we're improvising just for the explanation part, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I still want to do that sometime.
Yeah,
So get on that script, and we'll get started. Well, let's go ahead and move right into comic talk. This week we had our...
High in Cholesterol.
Comic number 120. Well, I need to give everyone a little bit of a timeline on this comic.
Yeah.
You need to understand how this came to be. I have been wanting to do, for several months now, a video of how I make the comic, but make it a fake tutorial, okay? And I've always thought this would be pretty hilarious, and I've bounced a lot of ideas around between Tim and I and some friends, like, what would be in it? You know, what would I do to make it funny? Because Tim and I have always wanted to just take someone else's comic. Like, I guess my initial idea was I would draw shapes, then use a converter, and it would just convert it into images.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the 2B Start style images. Do lots of trickery like that, and it kind of ballooned into a bigger project. So I was thinking about doing that for April Fool's Day. But then I'm like, I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle of everything else that's April Fool's on the internet.
And
I
there
want
was
to stand
a,
out a little.
There was a time issue there as well, I believe.
Yeah, we were having some time issues, as always.
As always,
so,
yeah.
Finally, this last weekend, I was like, I have the time. Let's do this for reals this time. That will be our comic for the week. It'll be the video. You go to the comic page, it'll just be this video sitting there waiting for you. So find a comic, and I'll just, like, convert it and, like, redo it in a similar way.
Well,
but...
and so there's three problems I saw with this scenario. One, I was uncomfortable not having an actual JPEG on the site as a comic. Like, that's just something I want to have there. Two, if you're going to go through the trouble of turning somebody else's comic into our comic, then we're going to have a comic. I mean, you have to draw a comic either way, right? So might as well make it something halfway decent that we could put on the site anyway. And the third issue is, by having a comic there, that helps make the video really seem like this is actually how Ray drew this comic. Let me watch it. Like, it kind of helps, you know, make you want to watch the video, and you kind of get tricked there for a minute, like...
Right. The trickery makes it funnier.
Yeah.
Because you aren't expecting it to be funny.
Exactly. So, I think...
Right, but the risk there is that people will see the comic and not realize the reason for the week is the video.
True.
You know? So, a lot of people saw the comic like, ah, it was okay. I'm like, I know! Like, watch the video! Like, you gotta watch the... So, it's like, I'm glad you made a big image of, like, it in a TV at the bottom of that post that people will be like, oh, what's this? And want to click it.
And I also mentioned in my post, I'm like, the real treat is the video.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we want to...
It's like, come on, guys.
It's like, we want a hint that it's funny and it's good, but we don't want to, like, get your expectations up,
yeah.
You know?
There's a fine line there.
To still be able to trick you. Oh, it was walking on pins and needles for me, you know? I really wanted the video to get out there, so I think enough people have seen it now, and honestly, people apparently liked it, because I swear to God, every 5 minutes I have an email saying, you have a new subscriber for the videos on your YouTube page. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, every 5 minutes, like, one or two more subscribers.
Oh, well,
so they just keep kind of...
I hadn't even looked since I put it up. I hadn't even looked how many times it had been viewed or, you know, following.
Over 1,000.
Yeah, it's over 1,000 and 50 ratings, 5-star rate. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's great.
It's doing well. I mean, for YouTube, you know, for YouTube levels, it's not great. I mean... I can go see videos that have, like, millions of hits, and I wonder why anyone looked at it. Similarly, our Gears of War 2 remix video has, like, 20,000 views or something ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
and, which is just depressing. And so, Because you know 19,000 of them thought it was a cool video.
Well, I mean, that's what all the comments are like, this was awesome. And I was like, no!
I would love to do more of the. I think this could be a series over time. I think every couple months or something we could do another video when I have some time and take it one step further in different ways. So I have some more ideas that didn't get used in this video that we might save.
We even talked about animating a comic at one point in time. Like,
yes, I've thrown some ideas around.
Yeah.
Again, it comes down to I don't have the time, and once I start this, we need to continue it. Like, I don't just want to start something and have it just, oh, that was it. Like that takes me to another point. You know what I hate? When I see commercials that's like dressing tip number 65.
Oh, jeez.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you only have three commercials, and like one's tip 116, one's tip 64, you know, but
where's
really
the rest
you don't
of
have
them?
150 tips. You just have three. Like, don't pull that baloney on me.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like, oh, here's how Ray made comic number 120 and not have anything else ever again. So I was hesitant to even give it like a number, like episode 001, you know, as though we would ever get to like episode 100 or something, you know. Like, I don't like to.
No,
I don't like
I would
to
make,
fool around with
I would
stuff.
Make videos, you know, a semi-regular occurrence. Like, I wouldn't put a deadline on it, but, you know, if there was a video every couple months to view or something, that would be fine.
Right. There needs. I mean, my thinking is there needs to be a purpose for it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's not like let's just do a video, just do a video. It's like, what's the reason we're gonna do it? And that's the question I ask about a lot of movies generally.
Hmm.
You know, well, why are you guys making this movie? Really?
To make money.
For money. Okay, never mind. There's your reason.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yes, we have if you haven't looked around the site much, we have archive links now in the 2P Start Live tab. So you can look back at all of the Musical Misfits, all of the remixes, the old contest stuff that we've had before, and soon the Black Doom Awards, which we don't have up yet.
Yeah, no, it looks great, and I hope you guys like it. I hope you liked. Well, the one thing about the comic, since this is comic talk, I'm glad a lot of people seem to like the comic itself, because like Ray was saying, we had the idea for the video, and then the idea for the comic. Which I did, it was my idea, so if you're blaming Rafe, if you didn't like it, like, I think a couple of people are like...
I love how people are always like, I didn't like it this week, you guys, like, I don't like the joke. Like, well, blame Tim, like, he's the script writer, like, don't look at me.
They looked at you because you were saying, like, oh, I didn't have Tim this week in the video, you know, so they assume that you...
Right, and the video is, like, clearly accurate with how I do things.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? That was right after I had that conversation with Sonic in real life that I filmed, you know, come on.
Yeah. Because Sonic's totally a real person, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, if you liked the comic, then thank me. If you didn't like the comic, then blame me. So, but I'm glad a lot of people liked it, even though it was kind of an afterthought. It was. I feel like when we do a site redesign, and I know Ray doesn't have a lot of time, I immediately go to Pac-Man, you know? Like, that's what we did last time, remember? So it's like...
But that was the challenge for me. That made it an extra burden on me, because I had to make it look really pretty somehow. Because I wanted people to click, how did Ray make this comic? Mm. And if it was, like, lame Pac-Man stuff, like, well, I don't want to see how he made that one. I want to see how he made this one over here, you know?
Smash
like,
Brothers.
Oh, so right, so I'm like, oh, so I had to, like, I probably went over the comic three or four times, giving it little subtle improvements here and there, until it finally reached something that was actually fairly decent looking. And you can see those stages of it actually in the video when it's being converted. Some of those last few images of it were what the comic was. It was only two panels, or Pac-Man didn't have eyes, or the ghost was in like a pixelated egg. There's all kinds of things that the comic used to be, which was good. Used to be good. It was a very strange week.
Yeah.
Well, for every great comic and video comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. Tim?
Okay, mine goes to Ryman, who was very had a very interesting thought as to what this comic represented. He says, there's more symbolism in this comic than you guys give it credit for. You see, Ray made the idea and comic all by himself this week because he is both sad and jealous. So obviously that's
right.
Not true, but it's a good theory. You see, he's jealous that Tim has a hot wife who's about to have a baby, and he doesn't even have a girlfriend currently. And he's sad because 2B Star is going to die because of the baby's existence. So, I love how he phrases that. So this comic isn't really about Pac-Man eating ghost eggs. It's really what Ray is going to do once the baby is born. the blue ghost being Tim and the pink being Sarah. So Ray is going to eat my baby, apparently.
All right, well, my call of the week goes... that was a good comment, Ryan, and I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
A little too true to life there. And my comment of the week goes to Gadoink, who said, "Oh, Ray, guess what I found?"
Uh-oh, yes. This was going to be internet loot if it wasn't a comment.
Gosh, I can't believe this. He was able to find the issue of Sonic Comic where I had written in via snail mail, and it was published in Sonic Comic, I believe number 65 or something, 62, somewhere
which,
around there.
That came out last week, right?
No, that was the thing. Someone like, oh my, that was one of the comments was like, "Oh my gosh, Ray has a subscription and he writes in," and I'm like, "This is old. This is an old comic. This is not like last week."
Does this sound
week.
Like Ray's, the way Ray talks today? I mean, does this sound like something?
The Sonicgrams. Yeah. Seriously, like,
yeah, go ahead and read it like that.
All right. "Dear Sonicgrams, I've been reading Sonic comics for a couple of years now, and the stories have been cool. And then suddenly, I bought your latest installment, the Endgame series, and it's so awesome. I'm totally blown away. One, now if I'm not mistaken, Amy Rose, the pink hedgehog in the orange skirt, whose first appearance was in Sonic the Hedgehog number 25, appeared in the Sonic CD game, right? Two, Rosie, Sally's old nanny, who came from the animated series, is what kind of animal? And three, it says the next issue, Sonic the Hedgehog number 50, is called The Big Goodbye. This doesn't mean that Sonic number 50 is the last issue, can it? I hope not. Ray Hargrave, Salem, Morgan."
That is awesome. We were really worried there for a minute that there would be no more Sonic comics, I guess.
I was! they didn't have a picture of what the next issue was gonna... It was creepy. It was freaking me out. I'm like, what am I gonna do without my Sonic stories? The end game, is he gonna die? Is this it? Robotnik gonna win?
If only.
Now all this thought is transferred to Lost, you know?
"Dear J.J. Abrams, is Jack really gonna
so
die?
So is Jack and Kate really going to get together? Or..."
Oh, boy.
You know what? I think it's time for a little bit of Rick-a-Rick-a remix.
Remix.
Shorty. With this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix of the main theme from Zelda The Wind Waker on the GameCube. It's called Wind Waker Unplug, and it's performed by Freddy Gretti, or Fred Gret, one of the two. Take a quick listen to a quick sample. Alright, there's a video mashup of Freddy performing each instrument from the song on YouTube, as well as a link to download the song itself. You can get there by following the link back on the page you grabbed this episode of 2P Start Live from. Not to mention, it's right there in front of those listening to the M4A version of the show. Well, Tim, E3 is coming up.
It is.
Do you want to make some quick predictions? Seeing as how, by the time this podcast is released... our predictions will probably all be broken immediately before...
Oh, I think I have one that'll be true for sure.
Okay.
A bunch of...
Nintendo will be there.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I win.
A bunch of head honchos at some video game companies are going to make fools of themselves on stage with motion controllers.
Gentlemen and ladies.
Start your engines. Yeah, I can see Reggie doing a lightsaber battle with Cammy on the stage.
Hmm.
I can see skateboarding Tony Hawk game, and so they'll have to do something on stage with the new $120 skateboard peripheral. My goodness.
Here's my prediction. I don't think Nintendo's going to go over as well as what people hope. I mean, that's true every single time, but this time especially... I think people are hoping they really bring it back, and I don't think they will. I think we're going to get maybe like one or two games that are like really mind-blowing, but otherwise it's just going to be like, you know what, it was pretty lame.
Well, one or two mind-blowing games would be plenty, but...
I guess, yeah, depending on who you're talking to.
Here's the thing. I am starting to change my tune. Me. Nintendo's done a few things recently that have been fairly impressive. Punch-Out didn't suck. That was pretty impressive. They're releasing the trilogy of the Metroid Prime trilogy for $50 on the Wii. It's that type of like kind of fan service. We do care about our hardcore fans that
are right,
starting
Tim,
to believe
here.
There's something
Tim.
There.
Tim, listen.
What?
I'm gonna make your tune change one more time. With three words. Animal Crossing clock. Okay.
I know.
Get ready for that. That's what I'm talking about. We're gonna see
gonna
like announcements
stage,
for the DSi.
Though. No.
No. But they're gonna start talking about stuff for the DSi with like, oh, now you can integrate it with this on your computer or do some weird thing. And we're like, we don't want this. This is retarded. And that's what we're gonna get, I think, is some weird crap that we aren't going to like, mixed with like maybe one mind-blowing game. I'll give it that. If there's two mind-blowing games, I'll be impressed.
I do admit I'm sure we're gonna see a lot of Wii Fit Plus, which apparently is coming out, and Motion Plus stuff, and Animal Crossing Clock Plus, and whatever other plus things they want to do. But I think that they're not stupid enough to just leave us out in the cold again. You know, there's going to be a new Zelda title announced or something of that caliber.
I don't know.
I do know. I actually spoke to Miyamoto myself.
Right,
and he told me. But I don't think that we're going to see a Wii HD.
No, we're not going to get that.
I don't think
crap.
We're going to see any of this stuff that, you know, this extreme stuff that would really blow your mind, you know?
It's not going to happen. People are going to be disappointed. That's all
I think
gotta
it'll
say.
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be much better than last year. Much better.
That's like saying, I really hope Up is a lot better than The Mummy 3. Okay?
No, because like, you're being doom and gloom even this year on them. You're saying, yeah, it's going to suck again. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to suck. I don't think it's going to be marginally better. I think it's going to be much better. I think it will be enough. That's my opinion. That's my prediction.
I disagree. But, and I hope I'm wrong. I mean, that's the thing is, if I'm wrong, I'll be like, sweet, awesome. But you know what? I'm playing it safe, in my opinion.
You are entitled to your opinion.
Well, sometimes people like to stick around the site. And some of them... so bad.
Wow. Where is this right, going? I don't even know what segment you're announcing right now.
Sometimes
that's how bad it is.
People like to hang around our site, but never get involved. And for this, we have a segment we like to call Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
Many two-piece start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
This is not Black Doom. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. We only got a couple. First up is the Overlord number 2, who said, "Oh look, a Grave Riser! This comic is so funny and the video is great. No more fooling around. Nice comic, guys, plus nice video, guys. Plus the new site looks awesome as well. Thank you very much." And our other one goes to Jason, aka Shigemoto, who said, "Hey guys, I posted once back in March, but it didn't get into the podcast, so I'm re-rising from my grave again. This comic was great. I never knew Pac-Man was such a vile villain, or why the ghosts were so desperate to chase him. However, this leaves us with one unanswered question. If the dots are ghost eggs, what are the power pellets made from? Stillborns? Kind of gross thought. The video was great, and don't you have it in reverse? Also, I believe this program is how Control-Alt-Delete steals its jokes from Penny Arcade. Ooh, low blow. Well, thanks very much, you guys, for rising from your graves." And I know there are some more of you out there, specifically John Watts and Jessica Girls, who have been around the site for a while, but not yet commented. So, come on. Show yourselves. Let's do this.
Yeah. All right. Well, time for Black Doom Awards. Ray, what's yours?
The dreaded Black Doom Awards. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom.
Black Doom.
Do you have a good one, Tim?
It's okay.
Sounded like me there for a second.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I'll go. We have some leaked images of the new PSP Go.
Oh, show me.
Have you not seen them?
No.
Oh, there's a lot of them, but I'll show you the Oh, this will be great. Okay. I'm going to send you an image, and you have to just give me, like, stream of consciousness. Like, this is what I'm thinking as I'm looking at the image.
Sure,
okay?
yeah.
Actually, but I have to send you a different
Sonic,
image because...
Jigglypuff. Oh, you haven't sent them to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at something else.
No.
I'm so excited.
Hold on.
It's like I'm reading my letter to Sonic Grants for the first time again.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to go there. I need to find something clear...
It looks a little weird. It looks, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, couple things. As a graphic designer, it's, oh man, I'm not liking it. I wish I could put my thoughts into words. The top, it looks, they're essentially trying to get into the whole slider phone things where you can flip the screen up and you have all your buttons there. I don't like all the blank space.
Yeah.
All the white space. Like, the big empty area between the buttons really irks me to a degree you don't really understand.
Well, and I don't like... it's the unit itself is curved, but for no real good reason... Like,
right.
I want something more like this. Let me send you the... This is a mock-up that's been around the internet for a long time. I would want something a little more like that, where the screen is the unit.
Yes.
Don't
give
me this extra curvature, stupid, whatever that is, you know?
But again, this is not official, right?
It is official. Well, it got leaked from a PS3 core video podcast or something... That went up too early, so it's...
Oh, wow.
That really is the unit.
Wow.
They have in-motion stuff. So here's... my problems with it are this. The buttons are really recessed. If you see a side view,
and
it's
like...
And
I like how the other one, the mock-up one, has two thumbstick controls.
Well, that's the other problem. That's what everyone's been asking for forever. And finally, they have the opportunity to really redesign this thing. And they, not only do they not add it, but they tease you by putting these stupid half circle start and select buttons in there.
This would make their world a million times better. Take select and start. Put it in that blank area up there,
exactly.
And put a right thumbstick.
Start and select can go anywhere. Why do you want your thumb over the start button? I mean, come on. What is that? I mean, and I hate to be. I don't want to. It's like you play Metal Gear on the PSP for 30 seconds, and you're like, "No, I need a second. I need a second analog stick." You know?
Right.
It's just not fun. Don't give me a console experience without console
controls.
There must
be a reason why. There must be some... Because I can't believe that they would say, you know what, let's not do that. Like, we can, but we choose not to. I feel like there's some specific reason, like, they just are not able to do that.
I just think they're afraid to come out with a unit where certain games won't be backwards compatible with all the old units.
Right.
That's...
Interesting.
And I think the solution to that is... offer different control mechanisms, you know, based on what you have. So you can control the old crappy way with only one stick if that's the unit you have, you know. But
right.
Okay, so this does not have a UMD drive. You'll only be able to play downloadable games, which is
pretty unique.
But I think that means pretty much all of the games that have been released are going to be basically re-released on like a PSP store on PSN.
Oh, man. I'm not liking this.
It's touchscreen, which is better, so there might be some unique things they can... Not unique, but DS-like things they can do with it.
Is there a microphone so I can blow out candles? That's what I wanted.
Probably,
that's what I always look
forward
to doing
in gaming. Yeah. Blow out candles, yes. But, yeah, there's a lot of wasted space. The slider's fine, but if you look in this shot Ray's putting up here, it looks just like the stupid Sony Milo. Which was a failed kind of internet communicator device. And, you know, you don't have to use that design just because you used it once. What are they trying to do?
Well, they had so many copies laying around that no one bought. They're like, hey, you know what? let's just put a little PSP logo on this thing and
yeah,
call it good.
We're good to go. But at least with the Milo, there's no wasted space. There's a whole QWERTY keypad. On this thing, you got room for a lot more.
But all right, well, my Black Doom Award, this is going to be old news to many of you. But for a lot of you, this is going to be brand new greatness. My Black Doom Award goes to Fusion Frenzy 2.
Really? Okay.
Did you have a chance to play this game, Tim?
I think so. That sounds familiar.
All right. Because really, the Black Doom Award goes to the announcer himself.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Stop. He just interrupted himself.
I know.
I've never seen that's I think I'm the announcer.
When the game first turned on, it said Hudson. I'm like, oh, hey, these are the people who do Mario Party. That should have been my first warning right there, essentially. I'm like, it's almost like they're like, hey, you know what we didn't have enough of in Mario Party? Talking. We didn't have enough people talking. So let's have everyone read everything as much as possible. Where it's like, between every single game, there would be like three paragraphs that this dude would read. Like, you would see, it would zoom in on him, and he'd be talking to the camera. Like, up next, we have another match, and let's see how our contestants do. Like, skip, 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 skip. And it's like, and then, like, we pick a stage. It's like, skip, 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 skip.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, dude, really, between every single, like, one-minute match, you know? It's like, really? Is this really that much? And like...
and the worst is during the match. My goodness.
I know. I'll get to that. But, like, if you select a... Like, for as much as they have him talk, we would select a planet to go to. It's like... Player one has chosen this destination. I'm like, really? You're gonna say this out loud and you can't even say specifically what we chose? Like, if you're gonna, like, say it every single time, at least make it worth saying. But yeah, during the match, it's ridiculous. It's like he's literally set to talk every 3 seconds. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's like he
can
has
you turn
to
him
say,
off?
I think so. But the fact that this exists as default, nonetheless, it's like...
Yeah.
Every 3 seconds, nothing's more hilarious than when, right as you start the match, he says, "This is the craziest match I've ever seen." Like, really? You've never seen people start running around before? Like, come on!
Was that a lot of damage, player one?
I'm always like, "How are you feeling, player two?" I'm like, why are you asking questions? Like, don't ask unless we get a response. And you know what? On second thought, just don't ask at all. Like, really, we're good. Like, we're great at this. It's
and no enthusiasm at all. It's like...
Oh, no enthusiasm,
so
yeah.
Monotone.
Then when he interrupts himself, you know, as if he wasn't talking enough, was because that, he's like, wait, we gotta throw something else in. This happened. Someone got hurt. Let's talk about it. Oh, my gosh. What's going to happen next? Oh, jeez. I just couldn't... Like, we could not believe it. We were just
That's the worst. Yeah, that is pretty bad.
It's unbelievable. The thought that crossed my mind was like, okay, did anyone play test this? Because, like, I want to, like, all
yeah,
it takes
after
is
one game,
any,
I'd be like, no.
Any normal person to play this game for about 5 seconds and say, why is he talking so much? You know, and you'd think the developers would be like, maybe we shouldn't have him talk so much, or maybe not at all, right? I just can't, like, all I ever see people do is just skip him talking, like, just skip, 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 skip. And it's like, did they not see anyone play this at E3? It's like they got done with the game, shipped it, and just never looked at the thing. You know, just never like, you know what, we're not looking. I mean, the gameplay was horrible, by the way. It's just a bad game in general. But that just throws it over the top. So definitely deserving of Black Doom War right there.
That's how I feel about Mario Baseball, the announcer, when he strikes and balls and all that. Strike! Do you remember that? Whatever it was.
I'm sure what he said, yeah. Because
no.
It didn't sound like strike. It just sounded like straight.
Yeah, it was something
like,
weird. Wait, what?
Well, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. I get to trade off every other week with our listeners' suggestions, so you guys can enjoy my choice of the song Brother Goes Away from the arcade game Ollie King, done by the much-loved Hideki Naganuma. So, that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
The site redesign, I have to give it to you, Ray. It looks very nice.
Well, thank you.
I'm kind of excited.
Well, thank you.
That was so funny. It did that looping thing again, like last time. It was well, thanks, but it was like, it was so hilarious. I wish I could have recorded that. It was like, well, thanks. It was hilarious. I'm like,
and it actually records it so I can play that back at the end of the show.
Perfect. You're that. I'm like, Ray, I know you're thankful. I know. Stop. You're welcome.
Sorry,
you're welcome.
Technical difficulties here, people.
Oh, Okay, so anyhow.
Oh, man.
Yes, it looks very nice. It looks very nice.
Well, thank you.